Let's go again, Nick. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, boys.
There we go. We're in business. Fantastic. Yes. Great to have you with us. Great to have you with us. And Test cricket's back, and you're on the line. The world's good again, Nick.
And everything's back to normal, isn't it? Well, not quite, but it's amazing how many people have been looking forward to some Test cricket. And I think with some time on people's hands, I think there couldn't be a better time to watch five day Test cricket, could there?
Well, 4.5 days, or 4 and a bit days, as it seems it might be at the moment with the weather in Southampton after yesterday. We've only got 17 and a half overs play, which was a slight setback. Before we get into the theory of and the theme of cricket being back, just on the England selection, we were talking about it yesterday with the omission of Stuart Broad. What's happened there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think they kind of got carried away a little bit with this all sort of England pace attack. I think Jimmy Anderson, more through reputation than anything else at the moment, keeps his place. I mean, if you're looking at recent past history, which is all you can go on, of course they've had a layoff, but I think you have to go on recent past history. You know, Broad makes the team. I think Anderson misses out, but I guess, you know, history and, you know, Jimmy's prowess in England, particularly with a swinging ball, it's hard to miss him out. So it's a tough one. Also, his injury concerns have been a worry in the last couple of series. So, you know, it's a tough selection. I think Mark Wood, Jofra Archer, I guess the two of them as a combination is something that people have been quite excited about. I think laying the West Indies, you know, the excitement of fast bowling quartet, it's probably one of the reasons why they've gone with it. I mean, you could also argue that take too much from a warm-up match. I mean, they've had one warm-up match, and, you know, by all accounts, he obviously bowled brilliantly, but I think a guy who's got almost 500 test wickets and experience of, you know, pulling in tandem with Jimmy Anderson, I find it a bizarre decision. But I guess, you know, you'd have to be a coach on the ground, and you'd have to see how they were bowling, but I still think you should go with the experience.
It's interesting, Nick. They've got a lot of faith in Mark Wood. He obviously is the fastest of the lot of them. He's someone that can bowl up to 150 kilometres an hour. It looks like he's the one they really think, along with Jofra Archer, can sort of blow out teams with their pace, rather than the swing and guile of a Stuart Broad.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I actually feel that Mark Wood, in his injury record, it's almost a case of, if he's fit, get him on the field, you know what I mean? Because it might be one day, it might be 10 days, but you don't want to look too far apart. So if he's fit now, and he's fogging, and he's ready to go, it's a bit like that Italian you've got, you know, let it loose, you know? Before winning your race, who knows? But I think that is a little bit of a case for him. You know, he's got a real ankle issue, never going to be somebody who's going to play test match after test match. Perhaps with the West Indians, coming to go to England, having not played a lot of cricket, well, no one played a lot of cricket, I think they're probably hoping that the sort of X factor, you know, might be too much for the Indies. And, you know, time will tell. But I still think in England, you know, as a batter, I can tell you right now, I've got to say personally, Mark Wood, that gives me a bit of pace on the ball, which is normally a good kid actually at the Rose Bowl, but someone pitches it up, you care to forward defence, pull up the ball. So, especially when you haven't played a lot of test cricket, you know, your technique's going to be questioned. You're going to be questioning your technique on the front foot. But, you know, it'll be an interesting challenge for them. I'd love to put really hit his strap.
Yeah, I think, I guess the other part of it too is the fact there's six test matches in 6 weeks. I think it might be a more almost like a pitching staff situation where they'll rotate them from test match to test match. Just, Nick, the thought of having cricket back and not having it in England, whether it be county cricket, league cricket, village cricket over the last 3 or 4 months. What sort of impact does that have on English society, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's been tough. I mean, you know, the fact that football's being played and cricket isn't being played, I think that tells you some questions. You know, I think all of us, we want to get back to normality as quickly as possible. It's not for me to comment on the impact of COVID and people's health. Of course, that is a priority, but I do feel that at some point, you know, particularly given the game of cricket, when you look at it, social distancing is something that, you know, can be adhered to. You know, there's no doubt. There's, you know, we're not tackling people. You're not really interacting with anyone. You know, it's a fairly individual sport, you know, even out in the field. So you'd like to think that, you know, from a, in terms of sport, that there is a team sport that can be played. I think cricket's one of them. So, you know, I'd like to see things get back to normal. I'd like to see it back to normal. And, you know, obviously, you know, people have to be careful. But, you know, hopefully this is a sign of things to come. Hopefully, you know, a successful test series, no scares, and all being equal, things will get back to county cricket will get going again. And so, you know, need cricket.
And just on the series itself, the importance, and probably it's bigger than this series, but the importance of West Indies being a force again in the world of test cricket as opposed to the shorter forms of the game. Test cricket's the one that they've been really lackluster in for a couple of decades now, and all of a sudden they've got this super all-out pace attack which you were referencing before. That's got to be good for cricket, doesn't it?
I mean, how good would it be to have the surging West Indies test team? I mean, you know, half back to the 70s and 80s, and you know, unfortunately, West Indies cricket's been on a slight decline, apart from their sort of 20s. So I think very exciting time. I think they've got a full set of bowlers, as you say. I mean, the likes of Gabriel and Roach, you know, quite experienced entertainers playing in county cricket. Very, very good bowlers. So exciting. It's a shame that one or two players chose not to come on the tour from the West Indies. I know Brian Lara was talking about it in a conversation with Sachin Tendulkar this morning, just the likes of Bravo and I think Hetmeyer and a few others have decided not to come. But I think by and large, you've got a pretty good team. Shai Hope, for example, is an exciting young batter who has a lot of promise, probably hasn't delivered in cricket to the heights that we hope will. But I mean, look, I think it is, I think it's for England as well. You know, positions aren't nailed on. You know, we keep harking back to England. You know, that's the cook's gone. You know, I think you've got two good batsmen. Joe Denley's played for three. I mean, he's matured and he's played some good innings in Test cricket. But, you know, he's under pressure. Zach Crawley's a promising young talent. The fact that Moeen Ali and Johnny Bairstow have been left out was a slight surprise for me. I think in some ways they've gone with what they finished off with in the last test series. And I guess, you know, that's probably the right thing to show faith in people who have performed recently. But I think this team, I'm a big fan of Josh Tucker as a cricketer, but I don't believe he's a test cricketer. I think they've got carried away with that. I think Johnny Bairstow should be left alone. He should have been left alone. He's an interesting character. And I think the pressure of Josh Butler coming into the test team, I think, really unsettled him. So I think in time, for me, John Smith will be the key for that. And I think Moeen Ali will find his way back in having had a break.
Well, as Whitey said, there's six in the series, so there's a bit of test cricket to play for England in the next little while, so maybe we'll see a few of those faces back into the team. But regardless, cricket is back, and we're very happy about that, Nick, and we appreciate your insight today. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Perfect. Cheers, guys. Take it easy.